So, earlier this week, Catherine Ryan on her 9 to Noon show talked to two education leaders, Joshua Vile from a private tertiary institution and Dr. Rick Ead from Unitech, about the changing nature of tertiary education and whether it's too constrained by the rules at the moment to be able to be innovative and creative and productive. I talked to the TU branch president at Unitech about the interview. He listened to it and he said, so Joshua Vile is running a PTE and he comes across in the interview as the visionary with all the answers, whereas Rick Ead, the self-declared change addict, is really trying hard to restructure the old and outdated public education model, but has only got problems in front of him because the system's so bureaucratic. So Sid says the innocent listener is left with the impression that privatisation is the way to go, public sector's too slow, too this, too that. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think we have to remember that many of the world's great innovations, for a start, have come out of the public sector. So big innovations in the world, including the very thing that is being hailed here as the solution, information communications technology, the World Wide Web, all of that, came out of public institutions. They're actually really creative, innovative spaces. And I think that is being lost in this broader discussion. I don't actually disagree with Ricky that there are some problems with the regulation, but that's not problems with the sector. That's quite a different thing. Whether we can solve it with privatisation, well, we can't. We know worldwide where privatisation comes in, what's good for the public flies out the window because what the private companies care about is their profits. So, you know, we can't turn to private companies to deliver really good things for ordinary working people in New Zealand, for families, for communities, because that's not what they're there for. They're there for the profit.
Yeah. So Sid says both of these fellows have declared the public sector model to be broken, and he says he thinks that that's the point for a critique. He says, where's the evidence for this? Is there any evidence out there that the public sector model is struggling or not working, not productive enough?
There's absolutely no evidence that we aren't actually turning out really, really critically engaged workers, citizens, people. And in fact, the government variously uses, you know, data to show that we're actually turning out lots of graduates and they're going around the world and they're getting jobs all over the world, which shows we're doing our job well as a public sector. Then when it suits the government and when it suits some of the change addicts in the sector, they point to the problems. Well, it's a big sector. There'll be problems here and there, but that doesn't mean the system overall is broken. It means that we have some specific issues we need to address.
Yeah. So one of the issues that the interview dwelt on quite a lot, this is the Radio New Zealand interview dwelt on quite a lot, is that 30 years ago, before the internet, before being able to put down your notes quickly and find everything online, it took 3 years to study a bachelor's degree, and now with all of those extra tools, it still takes 3 years to learn the same thing. Are students missing out because they're spending 3 years at university or polytechnic learning a course, or is their time being wasted?
Well, I don't think there's time being wasted at all in our institutions, and actually the stress and the strains being shown in the student population, which is coming out in increased use of counselling, a whole lot of range of problems for young people who are going into tertiary education straight from school, says to me that actually we spend too much time forcing them to a fast pace in a way that means they don't cope. I mean, the thing we're ignoring here is just because we can get information quicker, it doesn't mean the human brain can process it quicker. In fact, we know that actually some things take us decades to understand. You know, some mathematical problems have been worked on for 80 years by teams of mathematicians around the globe. It doesn't mean they're not working smart, fast, or hard enough. It just means this is a really complex issue which takes a long time to understand. Fast degrees aren't necessarily good degrees, and they certainly do not work for the bulk of learners.
Yeah, I mean, an important part of learning is taking time to sit back and reflect, isn't it?
Absolutely. All learning requires you to stop and say, okay, what do I now know that I didn't know before? Why am I struggling with this information? And in fact, teaching requires that as well. And one of the things I would say about fast-paced teaching and learning is we as teachers don't get time to stop and say, How well did that course work? Did it meet the needs of the learners? Did it help them grow as people? Did it help them, you know, learn what they need for industry or for going out and being good citizens? Because we're just going straight on to the next course, the next course, the next course. And that actually, in and of itself, the fast pace will limit the types of innovations we can do. It's a really poor model. And in fact, around the world, just as there are in a whole range of places, we're getting the slow movements. The idea that actually knowledge generation and knowledge dissemination shouldn't be pushed through really, really quickly like it was a sausage factory. Actually, that we need time for people to stop, to be people, to really integrate the knowledge, to really embed that knowledge, and short-paced semesters don't help that.
Yeah. But obviously it's cheaper for the employer and for the government.
Well, I think the reason it's being pushed in part is the very model that they're set up, which says students want to get through quickly because they're having to pay for their education. Well, only pay for part of it, but they're paying significant amounts of student fees. Why would they want to hang around too long? They want to get into that workforce and earn money and pay taxes and all of that engagement. But that doesn't mean we turn them into good learners. And actually what the system should be turning out is people who get some knowledge through the formal learning system and then are able to take that and learn more as they go out into the world. They won't get that if all they're doing is passing assessments. If all they're doing is actually learning to pass a test, they don't become good learners in the long run. And that will mean that businesses will find they'll have people that can do one thing and one thing well, and they can turn up and do that just-in-time skill right then. But a year later, when that skill's no longer needed, that employee, that person has no idea how to adapt. And I think, you know, this is real short-termism from the government. It's real short-termism from private training establishments. Like I say, they don't care. They still get the money. It's real short-termism from our public institutions if they think we want to replicate that model. We have to have a much more long-term vision.